One thing that we can guarantee about this world is that we're going to deal with some type of temptation, and it may be different for all of us. Some of us are going to deal with sexual temptations, and others are going to deal with some type of substance abuse or alcoholism or what have you. Then there are others who just deal with laziness and procrastination, and then there are others who are struggling with anxiety and worry, or we are enamored by that materialistic and greedy lifestyle. But it doesn't matter what you're dealing with, you're dealing with something. So today, we're going to talk about two things that defeat temptation. Coming up next on the Trifling Ones. All right, we're going to read from 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Again, that's 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. And the Word of God says in the New International Version, His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us His very best and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. I'm going to read that really quickly one more time. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. This text is written by the Apostle Peter. It is his second letter to the church. And Peter goes through a bunch of stuff for us. However, I told you that there are two ways, two things that he puts in here that helps us to defeat temptation. And the first of those two things is this, that his divine power gives us everything. His divine power gives us everything. When we look back at the text again, it says his divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness. It's important to pay attention. It says, has given us everything, which is past tense. Already, he's given us everything that we need for life and godliness. So when we talk about all the stuff that life throws at us and that we allow to get in our way, we're told that we have already been given everything we need for life and godliness. The word godliness here means to be devoted. It's characterized by a Godward attitude. It means that we do the things that God would want us to do. But this don't apply to everybody. I know it says us, but who is the we? Who is the us that gets the everything that's going to help us defeat temptation? Well, in order to be able to figure out who the us is, we've actually got to go back to verse number one in this text. And verse number one says this, to those who through the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ have received a faith as precious as ours. So it says that our God and Savior Jesus Christ has given us something. He has given us an opportunity to enter into a relationship with Himself, with God. He gave that opportunity to us through his death and through his sacrifice. And so to those who accept and acknowledge his love and his sacrifice, they receive this opportunity. Well, what does all this mean? I know I've said a whole bunch of stuff right there. It means this. Life is a beast, man. We got to deal with a constant barrage of stuff that's trying to take us out, trying to take our focus, and in some instances, trying to take our life. And so there are the obvious things like sexual temptation that get in the way. You know, everywhere you turn, there's a half-naked person or something suggestive that taps into sexual desire within us. It's in the movies. It's in the commercials. It's in the lyrics. It's on the IG reels. It's on TikTok. It is everywhere. You ain't even got to be looking for it. It's right there. The bottom line is that sex sells. But then there are much less obvious things like materialism and greed. You know, success is gauged by possessions and experiences. That's why some women will look down their nose at well-meaning men when they want to take them out to the Cheesecake Factory. That's why some people will never actually accumulate anything because they're caught up in the world's materialism and they're chasing the bag. Ain't nothing wrong with aspiring to do well and to have great experiences and to travel overseas and all that other good stuff, experiencing the finer things in life. But when this is out of balance, it can be just as big a problem as sexual temptation. So those who accept Jesus are given everything that they need. But how do we receive it? Well, the text tells us it's through his divine power. See, willpower won't do it because it ain't in you for the long term. Staying busy won't do it long term because eventually you're going to need to slow down. And then what? Avoidance won't do it in the long term because if it's a problem for you, eventually that thing is going to creep back up and you're going to have to face it again at some point. We lack divine power and we focus on the quick temporary fixes. That's why we tend to go back to the stuff that hurts us because we don't have no power because we've put some temporary stop gaps in place. Don't get me wrong. Those are helpful tactics that one can certainly use because it helps to use wisdom and to avoid certain places and people and things. For example, when we take a look at Joseph in the book of Genesis, chapter 39, when he's working in the house, when he's working in Potiphar's house, Potiphar's wife notices him and she's like, yo, Joseph is looking like a snack. He's looking good. And Joseph is minding his business. He's doing what he's supposed to be doing. And eventually Potiphar's wife grabs him and says, hey, lay with me. And Joseph gets out of there just as fast as he can. The Bible tells us that he even left an article of clothing in her hands. That's how fast he was trying to get out of there. But if we aren't able to actually operate through the divine power, then we're at risk. Just trust me, the enemy is a master of creating opportunities. He only needs a few seconds at the right moment. When you're in the right place, with the right people, consuming the right substances, and then voila, you caught up. Or maybe I should say the wrong moment and the wrong place with the wrong people and the wrong substances. So those things can be helpful short term, but the enemy is patient. He'll wait. He ain't got no issues with time and waiting. And he'll sit there and wait until you're not operating in divine power. He'll watch for the perfect moment to have an image flash across the screen. He'll watch for the right time to have that text come through from the wrong person. Shoot, he'll even have Gucci send you a notification at just the right moment to let you know that that $2,000 item that you've had your eyes on for the longest time is now only $1,200. It still ain't for you. But materialism has kicked in and you ask yourself, well, how can I let this deal, this $800 discount go by? We need divine power because we're told that it has given us everything that we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. That divine power only comes through our knowledge of him because he chose to let us know about his glory and goodness. So his divine power gives us everything. Accepting him, spending time in his presence by way of prayer, being intentional, because there's a whole lot of stuff out there that we can be doing other than being in his presence. But then our second thing that will help us defeat temptation is this. His divine nature gives us an escape. So verse number 4 says, through these, he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them, you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. Fam, as I always tell you, we are naturally trifling. It's so easy to do or follow the wrong things. But when we adopt his divine nature, when we start looking at things differently, we start processing things just a little differently. You want to do life differently in a way that'll escape the world's corruption caused by evil desires? Become more like him. There is no feeling in the world, y'all, like being tested, facing something that's a challenge for you, and being able to walk away knowing that you did the right thing, knowing that you didn't throw it all away. And this comes from abandoning our nature and adopting his. It's when you say, I know I done changed, because back in the day, oh, I would have done that. But today, it ain't that important. I don't need the high. I don't need the thrill. I don't need the dopamine rush. I can do without the guilt of doing it over and over and over again, and then turning around and asking for forgiveness over and over and over again. Through these things, he gives us his very precious promises, so that through them we may participate in his divine nature and escape the corruption of this world. You know, this world will convince you that it's okay, that it ain't a big deal, that everybody's doing it. But today, if you haven't already done so, pay attention to what you let your eyes see and what your ears hear and the people that you let into your space and the things that you consume. James 4:7 says, submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Acquiring his divine nature doesn't come overnight. It's building with him. It's submitting to him. And then eventually it's becoming more like him. And so with commitment to him, we can absolutely defeat temptation each and every time. Because hear me, his divine power gives us everything that we need. And his divine nature gives us an escape. Trust me, I'm not telling you what I've heard. I'm telling you what I've lived. Heavenly Father, we come before you now asking that you be with each and every one of us who is struggling with some form of temptation. We're asking now, Heavenly Father, that you would allow your divine power to reign supreme in our lives. Help us to become closer to you and to focus more on the things of you. We're asking, dear God, that we would adopt your divine nature and abandon ours. There are so many things that we want, that we desire, that are unlike you. We're asking that you would move those things out of the way. You would take them out of our system so we no longer desire those things and or are tempted by those things, but that we will be able to operate under your power and your nature. Finally, Heavenly Father, we ask that you would forgive us of our sins because we know that we've committed many violations against you. We are, oh, so sorry. Wipe us clean, and as always, send us back out into this world so that we can share that there is a man, that there is a God that can save you. All these things we ask in your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ's name we pray, and all of the trifling ones said, amen. We'll be right back.